One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila, and we're back at Love University. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. Every day we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and a higher nature, how to improve our finances, career, relationships, health, and happiness. And today's topic is something that I've been meaning to talk about for quite a while. And the topic is how therapy can change your life. In my private practice in psychology, I often get a lot of clients who come in either with depression, anxiety, or even what's called PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, based on trauma, and they need help. And many times they don't know where to find it. But for the average person, the idea of therapy can sometimes be intimidating. I don't want to see a shrink. I'm not crazy. Yes, psychology and psychotherapy has helped many people in the world, and it can help you too. The idea of talk therapy, where you sit and talk to a therapist and they talk back, can be very healing and can provide a lot of benefits. In America, 1 in 5 people have a mental health condition, and more than 1/3 of people can benefit from therapy but are not receiving it. Those that do get involved in psychotherapy, 42% stay 3 to 10 visits. 1 in 9 stay more than 20 sessions. So the statistics show that it's difficult to start therapy, it's difficult to stick with it. And part of it is the stigma that a lot of people have based on culture, that if you go to see a therapist, you're either weak or crazy. Or in Spanish, you say loco en la cabeza, which is not really true. You can be very healthy in a certain way, but still want to improve your life psychologically. Now, the good candidates for therapy are those people that have a growth orientation. They're willing to improve their lives. They like to think of self-development as an important thing. They're also hopeful. They believe that they can improve and change their mental health and their life. And also people have a family member or friend that encourages them to actually seek therapy for a reason, whether it's an addiction, a toxic relationship, other problems in life that they have. The people who are most likely to seek therapy are women and also those that live in big cities. Although more males are starting to look into therapy now as society is changing. The benefits are many in seeking psychological help, especially if you find the right therapist for you. First of all, if you have psychological disorder, for example, depression affects many people. Major depressive disorder is a serious form of depression where you don't want to go out much, you lose your appetite or eat too much, you sleep too little or too much. And sometimes it can lead to hopelessness and even suicidal ideation and thoughts and even an attempt. Or something called dysthymia or persistent depressive disorder, which is basically a milder form of depression, but lasts longer, 2 years or more, where you constantly have kind of the blues and you feel down. Anxiety is another area where people seek therapy for, and anxiety disorders are the most common disorder that we have. They say up to 18% of people will have an anxiety disorder. Also, 50% of people that have depression also have anxiety. One form is called generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, a constant and intense anxiety based on different factors. Maybe you're afraid you get into a car accident, you're afraid a loved one will be sick, you're afraid you will be sick, you will lose money. So a lot of different kinds of anxieties or fears. Also something called social anxiety, the intense fear of being judged and criticized by others, or social phobia. And a specific phobia is a fear of a specific object, for example, elevators, being in closed spaces, certain kind of animals. Now, besides psychological disorders, therapy can help you a lot in your relationships, family, and also career, how to find the right career for you, how to get into the right relationship, how to heal family wounds and conflicts. Also, therapy can help you dealing with unhealthy patterns or addictions, whether it's substance addiction or other kinds of addictions. Trauma. We deal a lot with PTSD, people involved in serious accidents or injuries who have what are known as flashbacks. They remember and repeat in their mind the trauma that happened to them. And they also avoid triggers. For example, if they're in a car accident, they avoid driving down a certain street or certain kind of cars. Also, they have what's called hypervigilance. They look around a lot, always seeing if there's danger. And they have what's called startle response. They jump if they hear a noise. So dealing with these kind of issues. Also, on the other side is enhancing life. For example, helping people find their passion, build their confidence, practice new skills. For example, someone who's shy can learn how to be assertive and ask people out for dates in a therapy setting as a form of practice or role playing. And overall, it gives you a sense of being able to talk about yourself in a safe and non-judgmental place, which is really very unusual in society because most people have an agenda. If they listen to you, they want to give you advice. Maybe it's advice that they think is right, but it may not be right for you. Where a therapist is a neutral observer and they can give you more objective advice many times. So therapy has so many benefits. Why do people avoid it so much? Well, one is the idea of shame, the idea that you are inferior or there's something bad about you. You're not a valuable person if you expose your secrets, especially to a stranger. Another avoidance issue is that you believe that being in therapy, you're going to activate emotional memories that are painful. Maybe you had child abuse, other abuse, or emotional pains that you don't want to bring up and talk about. They're very painful. But many times, bringing them up can actually be very healing. It can be cathartic. It's a release of emotions. Some people have trust and authority issues. They don't trust others or even the therapist who they may see as an authority figure in their life, and they rebel against that. And of course, the stigma of appearing weak or crazy that is still prevalent in some cultures. The solution to this is realize that, just like anything else, 50% of the work is showing up, is making the appointment and being there. Just like going to the gym is showing up, 50% of your ability to lose weight or to get in shape. So that's very important. Also realize that there are different models to therapy. The old model was more of a medical approach. There, you would take some kind of treatment to get you back to the mental health that you had. The new approach that many people think about is more of a positive psychology approach, where you're there with a therapist, kind of like your gym coach, a personal trainer, who's helping you become stronger. Just like the gym coach helps you have stronger muscles, this therapist can help you have stronger mental muscles. So you're actually becoming better, you're growing, becoming stronger. In terms of having great therapy, there are certain characteristics or factors. First of all, you want to find the right therapist for you. Many times, research shows that a therapist who is empathetic, who is able to put themselves in your position, and gives you unconditional acceptance, no matter what you say, you're not going to be judged or criticized in the therapy session, is crucial to having a very successful therapeutic alliance or connection. Also, the client needs to come in with positive expectations for success, but also realistic expectations, to have goals that they set and that they follow through on, and they're willing to work at it. So let's say that you are now facing a situation in life. Maybe it's a relationship problem. Maybe you're dealing with someone who has an addictive behavior, codependency, personality disorder. Maybe you have obsession, anxiety, depression. Maybe you're just feeling down about life. You're at midlife time or you don't know what you want to do, or you're an early adult and you're confused about career path. What do you want to do in relationships, marriage? Or older person, maybe you feel lonely and isolated. Maybe life has passed you by. So you're seeking a therapist. You want to find someone that can really help you. The first thing is to ask for referrals, people that may have good therapists. You can go online and look at reviews. And then pre-test the therapist. For example, talk to them on the phone for a while before you actually agree to see them, or maybe see them for a couple of sessions to see if there's a connection, to see if you can trust and reveal yourself to this person. Also, it's very important to let go of fear of judgment. That's one of the biggest things that keeps people from therapy, that the therapist will think I'm a bad person or I've made too many mistakes. Realize that therapy is unconditional acceptance. The good therapists are able to accept you in therapy as you are and help you grow and become a different person if you want to. Before you go to the first session, write down what you want to change, your thoughts, your emotions, your behaviors. I want to quit smoking, lose weight, stop getting in addictive, bad relationships, dysfunctional relationships. I want to be more assertive in life, in both social life and also in business. So write the things down, and this is like your baseline, what you want to change as you become involved in therapy. Also very important is to be authentic. Don't pretend that everything's okay. It's okay to get angry at your therapist, you know, or say, this is not working. I don't like you right now. Maybe you're bringing things from your past, from your parents, and you see the therapist as a parental figure that you may be angry at, or you have to work through certain issues. Or you don't think the therapy is working. Maybe this is not the right therapist for you. Whatever it is, be honest with yourself and the therapist. Be authentic, and you can make much more progress in therapy than if you were just saying, well, everything's okay, and you know I'm just going to go along with it. Also, it's important to think of therapy like a mental laboratory where you can try out new behaviors. If you're a shy person, you can act assertive. If you're a person that's a people pleaser, you can act as if you are putting yourself first. And you can do role playing. There are different exercises. There's something called psychodrama where you can act out certain scenes in life that you want to do. Maybe you want to have more of that charisma or confidence, and you think of an actor or actress that you admire, and you start to walk around in the room like that person, talk like that person in the therapy session. And then you do your homework. You actually go out in the real world and apply what you just learned. Also, you need to establish milestones, which are objectives. So let's say your happiness level now is only level 60. You want to raise it to 90. So you might write that down in your journal and tell your therapist, I want to be a happier person by this number. Once you have your therapy session, which is only usually once a week, maybe 45 minutes, you want to reflect on it during the week. You want to write down, perhaps keep a journal or iPad, and write down your thoughts and feelings about the exercises you're doing, your progress you're making, or maybe things that you still need to work on, things that are holding you back. Also, you want to set boundaries about who you tell about your therapy. Some people are gossipers. You don't want to tell them anything. And maybe there's a very trusted friend or acquaintance or family member that you want to tell, and they can be supportive. And one of the most important things to make therapeutic progress is to realize that you need to work hard, and you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to bring up maybe emotions from the past, things that happened to you, abusive situations, things that make you suffer. But you want to be healed by that. So by bringing it up and working hard, you can actually overcome it, and you can have relief emotionally and psychologically. And also recognize that you're a work in progress. You may terminate therapy with a certain therapist, and you still have more work to do. Not every little problem will be solved. But realize that the more you do this, therapy, and also work on yourself at home, maybe self-help books, CDs, tapes, YouTube videos, talking to a trusted friend, maybe a spiritual advisor. These are the kind of things you can keep doing, even if you're not in therapy, to keep working on yourself, to improve yourself. As Maslow said, to self-actualize, to be the best you can be. Now, Reggie, my producer, I want to bring you in here for a second. You've always talked to me a little bit about being shy and perhaps even having what we call social anxiety in terms of meeting women and dating and things like that. So I want to do a little session with you. Now, this is not really therapy because we're doing this kind of as an entertainment purpose, but we can do it in terms of giving you some ideas. So Reggie, what's going on with you? Why do you have a hard time meeting a woman?
I think a lot of it's just confidence, be confident in myself. And I've only started recently becoming confident in myself.
Okay. Now, in psychology, we have something called cognitive behavioral therapy, which is changing your thought process, your cognitions, to change your emotions and behaviors. So oftentimes, Reggie, we have what are called irrational thoughts or thoughts that are self-defeating. So what do you think to yourself when you see an attractive woman you want to approach? What is the negative thought that's in your mind?
I'm not good enough, not attractive enough, I'm not confident enough.
Okay, so those thoughts come in your mind. And then when you think of those thoughts, what is your emotion that comes with it?
I get nervous.
Okay, nervous. Do you feel either futile, depressed? What else do you feel?
Well, yeah, like that. Like I feel depressed, kind of sad, you know. Things aren't going to go my way.
By the way, Reggie, you have a little throat today. You have kind of a sexy voice. What is all this about?
I started smoking, that's what it is.
Oh, no, Reggie, that's not true. I think you have a little flu or something, you told me. But you know, actually, whatever negative thing that you have in your mind, you can actually change it to positive. So let's try to do that. So let's say the negative thoughts right now is what? I'm not attractive. I'm not good enough. So let's think of some positives about you, Reggie. What are some positive thoughts we can substitute for those negative thoughts about yourself? What are some of the qualities you have? I know we've had quite a few different guests on the show, and they've actually gave you advice. Now, one guy actually told you, I think he was an image consultant, who told you some good things about yourself. What were those good things?
That I'm witty, that I'm up to date on pop culture, I'm cultured, and that I'm genuine, honest.
Okay, honest, I think trustworthy, if I recall.
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right, so Reggie, I want you to repeat these phrases to yourself right now and actually to everyone here listening. I am Reggie. I am trustworthy. I have a good sense of humor. And I'm an expert in pop culture. Okay, let's do that. Say it one more time with emphasis and power.
I am Reggie. I am trustworthy. I have a good sense of humor. And I'm up to date on pop culture.
Okay. Reggie, now, if you believe those things, how do you feel about yourself in terms of meeting women and socializing?
Very good. Very confident.
Okay. What is your emotion now that you have as you say those things to yourself and believe them?
Pride. Happiness.
Okay, good. All right. So, Reggie, these are the kind of things that you can practice and other people can practice. Is cognitive behavioral therapy is a form of a therapy that is very effective for depression, for anxiety, and even for PTSD. Because what you do is you start to change those negative thoughts, self-defeating thoughts, into more positive thoughts, and it changes your mood. You become more hopeful, more optimistic, and more grateful. And now your behavior changes. Because now, instead of avoiding that woman you want to meet or avoiding that social situation, you actually go out there and you take a step and you start a conversation. And that's the first step. So I do recommend everyone try at least therapy at least one time in their life. You know, find a therapist, a counselor that you can respect, that you can trust. And it may take some time. Maybe you'll have to try a couple different ones. Once you find someone that can be your mentor, your guide, your coach, and your therapist, work with that person. You know, express yourself, be authentic with them, tell him or her how you really feel, what you want to improve in your life, and work together, because therapy is best when you're collaborative, when you're working as a team with your therapist to reach these objectives, whether it's to have more self-confidence, reduce shyness, get rid of addictions or bad habits, procrastination, you know, find your ideal relationship, your ideal career, resolve family conflicts, or even depression, anxiety, and traumas from the past. Whatever it is you want to work on. Therapy can be extremely effective. There's many different forms. There's something called exposure, where you actually expose yourself to what you fear. For example, if you're afraid of driving, little by little, you imagine yourself driving. Eventually, you actually might drive in a certain area where an accident happened, and you pair that with relaxation, so you start to relax and feel comfortable doing that. Other forms include art, therapy, also play therapy for children. So there are many different forms of therapy that can be very helpful. So you gotta finding the right therapist and the right therapy technique is crucial. And also being open to therapy. This is the most important thing. Being willing to want to improve your life, not just for yourself, but for those around you. Because if you're a happier person, you have more love to give. People around you will experience that and also give more love back, and they will also be happier. So Love University students, again, therapy is a positive in your life. It can be. It can be a way to improve, to grow, to live, and to love. And the stigmas of old are fading away. Some people still believe that you're negative or weak or even so-called crazy, but it's not really true. The crazy part is not working on your mind. Because think about it. You work on your body perhaps 3 times a week if you work out. You work at a job 40 hours a week. But think about it. what's more important many times than that? It's your mind. Because with your mind, you don't have anything else. So let's work on your mind this week. Let's find someone that can help you, or maybe read a little bit about it, or listen to a good YouTube video on psychotherapy and how it can improve your life. Until next time, Love University students, please put away your notepad, your iBooks, your iPads, your phones, and have a wonderful week. Dr. Alex Avila, Love University.